BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. People are now saying phrases from this show in their sleep. Also, we discuss who would be me and Chris's female equivalents. Greg's on Real or No Real, and Innuendo Bingo is with the lovely Tori Kelly. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Bit of farmhouse from Avicii, that's Hey Brother.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott here. All right, Chris.
Yeah, I'm really good. That is classic Avicii for me. That's what it's all about.
I mean, that is a good one.
I mean, back to the proper farmhouse. That's what we need.
Yeah. Or even, like, levels and all that.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
And then when he went a bit farmy, I didn't mind it. Now, I don't know. I feel like it's maybe slightly gone a little bit off the rails. Mm. But he'll be back soon with a banger. Okay, I'm excited about today because we have a big booking on Innuendo Bingo. She's a star.
She's a big fish.
She is a massive fish. Her name is Tori Kelly. You've probably heard her before. You would have heard her on that Professor Green song.
Lullaby.
Lullaby. But she has amazing songs and she's really big in America. She's just done an American tour. She's the face of a cola that rhymes with Wepsi. She's got a new commercial out. Big. Now, here's the thing. I think we're getting it on the way up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, of course we are.
Now, in, let's say, 6 months from now, when she's literally a household name, she wouldn't come on and play Innuendo Bingo.
No, you can't say this.
I don't know.
She's probably in a car at the moment on the way here.
I'm bigging her up.
Yeah, you're bigging her up, but you're basically saying, like, are you having second thoughts?
No. I mean, she's booked in and she's definitely doing it today. It's a bit like 5 Seconds of Summer. Would they agree to make a song with me rapping in it now? Probably not.
No.
We caught them at exactly the right time. Now, way too famous. I want to make a song with Scott Mills rapping in the middle. A bit like Tori Kelly. In a year, wouldn't do Innuendo Bingo. Until she's on, like, the big reunion in 10 years.
You
we'll be off
that,
by then.
But you say that. We've had massive names on Innuendo Bingo. And Tori Kelly, and to be fair, in the UK, right, she's a massive star, but she's going to be even bigger.
Oh, yeah, like everyone.
Without a doubt.
Everyone's going to know. So that's why I say we need to make it a good one today.
Oh, yes, I'm well up for it.
Because this could go down in the history books, do you know what I mean?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bradley.
Hi, Scott.
You all right? What's going on?
It's my last day at work today, and I listen to the radio, and I don't know what to do, because I can't listen to it live anymore.
So this is potentially your last live show today that you're listening to right now?
It does seem that way.
What's the new place? Why are they not having Radio 1 on?
I don't know yet, but I didn't ask on the interview and it seemed quite unradio-like.
No, absolute idiot. Always ask on the interview if they play Radio 1 in the interview.
True.
It's a deal breaker.
It's true. Lesson learnt, though.
Yeah.
What we'll do is we'll light a candle for you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, in your honour. But there's always the podcast, please.
There's podcasts, yeah.
Yes, there's a podcast. What? Where have you been?
I've never heard about it.
Never heard about it. Do you know how to download them?
No.
Okay, right. So go to the Radio 1 website, and then there you'll see a list of podcasts. It's called Scott Mills Daily. Right, hit download, and it'll just... And then hit subscribe, and it'll be delivered to your phone every day. You don't have to do anything else ever.
Do you know what? Just do the obvious.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah?
I can listen to anywhere, like on the train.
Anywhere. You can listen to anywhere. It's downloaded... Like,
you genuinely aren't Scott's friend, are you?
Nah.
No, fine. I mean, he does sound like he's a walking advert, isn't he? But doesn't know about the podcast.
No, fine.
Okay, so it's Scott Mills Daily. Get it from wherever you would normally get your downloads from or the Radio 1 website. It's absolutely free. It's the whole show, but without the music. How's that sound?
Oh, sounds brilliant.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I'll leave that with you then. Problem solved, mate.
Brilliant, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
As if Tori Kelly's here. Hiya.
Hi.
We all just got a reassuring hug from Tori when she came in. Thanks for that.
No problem.
And it's like she's not a big enough star yet where she only hugs the host and then just regards all the other people, just ignores them. Everyone in the room got that hug there. Isn't that great?
Everyone's important.
Yeah.
Did I hug you yet? I didn't hug him.
Oh, you're
going back for seconds.
Yeah, go and hug Will.
I think I shook his hand. I forgot to hug.
Oh, okay. Do it after.
Fine, we'll do it after.
After I'll give you a hug.
Yeah. One of my friends is so jealous that I'm meeting you today. He's like, oh, you know when people go, oh, can you say hi from me? It's like, well, then they don't know you.
You can say hi, though.
Yeah. Anyway, hi from him.
Okay.
We had Ed Sheeran on the show last week.
You did.
You toured with Ed before, didn't you?
I have, yeah. I've done like a couple shows with him, little one-offs, yeah.
Yeah, and Sam Smith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both now, really awesome people.
We're very excited to have you on today. Are you nervous?
I am. I'm not going to lie. I'm really nervous.
It's only water, though.
Right.
And it just, I mean, the first blow to the face is the worst one. Mm-hmm. After that, you can just kind of get used to it. Okay. Also, when we have Americans on, sometimes they might not understand the kind of Britishness of the humour.
Right.
But you will, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to be absolutely fine.
What does that say?
Well, just because... No, because...
What does that mean?
There's certain, like, phrases that we would use that maybe in America they wouldn't use.
Yes.
But I think you'll get... It's fine. It's going to be fine.
Either way, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready. Yeah. It's going
to
be fun.
It really does depend kind of what level you want to go to with this game.
Yeah.
Like, we can be really polite and just kind of avoid each other. Or you can really go in like people like Gerard Butler did.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Well,
he didn't really go in, but he played it.
And Hugh Jackman, he really went in.
Yeah.
Okay.
He loved it.
And then when you do that, people love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go hard.
It's up to you.
I think. Because let's face it, you're not going to do this again. In a year's time from now, you're going to be way
really
too famous
rare,
to do this.
Rare thing.
So we've got you on the way up, Tori Kelly.
Well, thanks, I think.
It's a bit like when I made a song with 5 Seconds of Summer last year. Wouldn't happen now.
No?
Well, not really, no. I was rapping in it, you know what I mean? And then that's going to be an immediate no if I ask them now.
So you've seen videos of this as well?
I have. I did some research, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's so awesome
you know how
this.
Potentially wet it gets.
Right. I made sure to wear waterproof mascara.
Yeah, I saw Leona Lewis
told me. Yeah, she
that.
Gave me some good tips.
Sorry? Leona Lewis,
did you miss this?
What?
Leona Lewis, Tori tweeted about coming on to play Innuendo Bingo today, and then Leona Lewis got involved with a load of tips back.
Oh, yeah. That's my favourite.
She was great. Yeah, she was like, oh gosh, good luck.
Mate, I was just there just favouriting away. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I favourited that one too. Yeah.
Your album, Unbreakable Smile,
yes,
that's coming. It's out.
It is.
And you have also got one of those twitters where it's hard to keep up. I was looking today, it's like Kansas City, Paris, London, LA,
yeah.
Oklahoma. It's like, whoa, it's pretty busy for you right now.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear you say it looking at it from the outside, because for me it just kind of feels, it does feel busy, but I guess I just kind of adapted to traveling everywhere. Yeah. And plus it's tour, so I the fulfillment comes from, I think, getting to do the show at the end of the day, even though it's kind of crazy.
I bet you make full use of the neck pillow, don't you, on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah, I have the one that like buttons onto things,
yeah,
so I just hook it onto my backpack.
That's like an executive one. Mm-hmm. That means you travel a lot if you've got, you know, the super good neck pillows.
Yeah, not the ones with like beads in them.
No,
like
rubbish.
The foam.
So you're like, you're famous here and you're going to be mega famous here, no doubt, right? Oh. But you're super famous in America.
Am I?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
But what level do you put yourself at? Are you sort of... private jet, blacked out cars, famous now in America?
No.
No?
I don't really think about it too much.
You're on a cola commercial.
I don't think about the...
Yeah.
I am,
yeah.
Yeah,
you are.
That part's pretty cool.
That is cool, yeah.
I think, as corny as it sounds, like I've always been more focused on the music, so to hear you say it, it sounds weird to me, like, oh, you're famous. Because just the word famous has just always been a side thing. I've always, you know, gone for the music.
We love your music, and I'm going to play Tori Kelly and Jeremiah Should Have Been Us, and then should we get ready to play?
I'm so up for this. Are you up for this?
I'm up for it.
Okay,
awesome.
Let's make it a good game today. The Scott Mills Daily. Tori Kelly, Jeremiah Should Have Been Us on Radio 1. Well, that's really awkward because I had my headphones on then and I was singing along to that really loud, not realising that the actual artist was in the room. Well, I knew she was, but I temporarily forgot. So I'm like, should have been us! Which is awkward when the person that can sing it well is there.
No,
hi.
You sound great. Hi.
Yeah, sure.
Sing your heart out.
Tori, sing your heart out. Tori Kelly is playing Innuendo Bingo today. This is potentially going to be one of the best.
Yeah.
Oh, no pressure.
Yeah. So get online now. If you've not watched one before... this is the one to watch today. Go to the Radio 1 website now because the cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
You did?
You look so calm.
Don't be scared by the
You're
intro.
You're so used to this by now.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous, yeah.
It's okay. Like I said, it's the first
but
bit of water that gets you and then you're in the game.
It's just water, and the first
it's the first one, and then it's just we're in it, yeah.
Yeah, sort of, the first one's the deepest.
But your hair is magnificent at the moment.
Thanks. It won't be for long. Nah. Yeah.
And makeup is on point as well.
Just won't be for long either.
Thanks for playing the game today. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Okay, so...
They're all staring at me
It's because they know what's coming.
I know.
Okay, are we going?
Right, let's do this.
I'm just going to...
Do they have games like this on American radio?
They don't.
Well, they should.
All. This is a first. I feel so American.
Cheers, mate. Right, here we go.
Okay.
How much?
Just as much as you can, really.
Fill your cheeks.
Fill them up. First, it's a classic from Gardener's World, which is a programme about gardening, which we have in the UK. It's really good. Mm-hmm. And I just love all the exotic names of the plants on that show.
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
There's spillage there from Chris. Nothing from Kelly right now.
The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
The thing is...
exotic plants in Asia.
I've gone over myself there, Tori.
She's still holding. Right. Do you want a refill? You can do. Okay. Now, let's say well done to the winners of last night's task on The Apprentice. Their treat, because they won, was a sushi masterclass. And to celebrate, there was a very special phrase that they use in Japan... Listen carefully for the phrase.
I make sushi. Never thought I'd do that.
Hey.
I'm ecstatic that we won. When you're celebrating, you need to say kanpai.
Now that's what you say when you toast with your drinks. So many of you spotted that, including Adrian, Andrea, Alex, and Jem. I never heard that when I was in Japan.
When you're celebrating, you need to say kanpai.
Good.
Good.
Sort of wipes off on those.
Kanpai. Water, please. She's still holding.
Mm-hmm. We're fine.
Over to Hairy Bikers. Do you know the Hairy Biker story?
Mm-mm.
No. Once again, another great show that you're missing out on in America. Now, Dave Myers, who's one of the Hairy Bikers, has a very special technique, which he shared on the last episode.
Dave?
Yeah?
Why is smaller better than bigger?
Because they'll brown nicely all over. Because I like to be able to take a whole ball and put it in my mouth in a one-er.
Oh, OK.
Oh, no. I can feel it glare.
Yes, Tori. See, wait for him to bow his head and then go in. That's the way to do it. And now we're on.
Oh, no.
Great advice there, though, from Dave.
Because I like to be able to take a whole ball and put it in my mouth in a one-er.
It's important to get the size right, the portion size when you're cooking. Thank you to Nick for emailing that one. Water, please. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to the gadget show on Channel 5. Chloe and Francesca are at a spa. But I think maybe Chloe is regretting her choice of treatment.
And while Francesca underwent her exfoliating facial treatment, Chloe braced herself for a facial from John.
Straight in the artist's face there.
Oh, I'm so sorry, it's funny.
Chloe braced herself for a facial from John.
Okay, Chloe.
I'm sorry. Oh, no.
Stop apologising. You do this every...
I know.
A couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot wetter than this before. You don't mind, do you, Tori?
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Next time.
Sorry. Hello.
Oi.
Tori, even if the next one's not funny, just get him. Get me? Now it's Antiques Roadshow on BBC One. And they're examining a painting to see what it's worth. You do not expect this question on Antiques Roadshow.
There's an enormous amount going on in this extraordinary picture of what appears to be a sort of a rock band. And it's painted in 1969. Do you know the significance of 69?
Frank emailed that one over. Why would you ask that?
Do you know the significance of 69?
Now we're going over to Holmes Under the Hammer.
Do you have Holmes Under the Hammer in the US?
Mm-mm.
Once again, you're missing out. Water, please. What I like about Martin Roberts on the show is that he knows exactly what he likes, and he's not afraid to share it with us on BBC One.
front garden is trim, tidy and a good size. I always think that if a garden has been well maintained, then the inside should be also.
I didn't actually even hear that.
That's
one.
Good.
I just felt
no, it's really good, Tori. More of that. More of that, please.
Oh, it's cold.
It's going like
Martin Roberts.
I always think that if a garden has been well maintained, then the inside should be also.
You spray like a fountain. It's very sort of specific.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Water, please.
Very concentrated.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking back at the weekend's Formula One race and BBC One, they're talking to racing legend Niki Lauda. Now, I think it's fair to say that Kimi Raikkonen had a lot going on at this race.
No, Raikkonen tried as hard as he could. Sebastian blew him off in the end. This is clear. And he blew himself off.
Don't expect that on the F1, do you?
And he blew himself off.
Okay, next to Boffin Quiz, Only Connect on BBC Two. Water, please.
Good.
Pretty wet over there, is it?
Yeah, I'm actually deceivingly wet.
Mm.
Only Connect. I never really understand this show. It is for very intelligent people. But it does sound like last week's episode was, in fact, right up my street.
That's it. The time is up. So a bonus chance again for you Yorkers.
Is it nothing? Or, like, an empty plinth?
Nothing is one of the acceptable answers. We went with giant blue cock.
Oh, Chris.
When was that on?
Last week. Getting back, Tori. I hope that's pleather and not leather, but I'm thinking it's probably leather.
We went with giant blue cock.
That was, yes, that's it. That's it. Discussing the statue on the fourth plinth at Trafalgar
funny
Square.
Watching you, Trent.
Matt and Aylesbury, thanks for that one. Now we're going back to Dave Myers on Hairy Bikers. Water, please. Chris, maybe you could try this the next time you're cooking with a friend.
When you're happy with your balls, let your mate gently tickle them for a few minutes in a frying pan.
Come on. Come on.
That actually happened.
Let your mate gently tickle them for a few minutes in a frying pan.
Tori, one more time, just get him. Go. Go. Just go on. Yes! And that...
We're landing in the same place every time.
I know. As I said, it's very concentrated. It's good. And well played.
Yeah.
Good.
Actually, I think...
Your laughs come in, like, spurts.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time that Chris has been wetter than the actual person playing, so that's good work from you.
Yeah, well played.
Tori, thanks very much for coming in today.
Are we done?
We're done.
You're done.
Oh, I was like,
that.
Ready
carry
to...
on.
I mean, you can carry on if you want. We could do an extra episode. That was Inuit Bingo. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And thank you, Tori. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last week, it seems ages ago now, the student tour. So much fun. And Ed Sheeran and Jamie Lawson joined us at Harper Adams last week. Ed Sheeran and him used to play gigs together before Ed made it. I mean, to be honest, everybody listening probably saw them both at a gig first at a really small venue. So he's from Plymouth. He's actually been, like, recording and performing for 10 years. And now this song is absolutely massive. And Ed and Jamie Lawson came and visited us last week. I've got some highlights here.
It's a funny dynamic, this, isn't it? Because Ed Sheeran is kind of his boss. And it reminds me a bit of Me and You.
Who am I?
You being Ed Sheeran, me being Jamie Lawson, you know,
we
the up-and-coming star.
The track, which we're going to do in a minute. It's been getting such a good reaction. And you've been on the One Direction tour as well. What's kind of madness like?
It is surreal.
Yeah,
that's a lot of screaming.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah. You know, I'm just a solo acoustic guy, so to play to all those screaming, mostly girls...
Yes.
Expecting jumping up and down.
It's girls and also some boys that don't really want to be there because they've been dragged in by their...
And a lot of parents.
And a lot of parents.
Can you always see the parents at these gigs? Can you actually see them at the background, sort of stood there?
Yeah.
Awkward dads often.
It's all seated. So, you can see it all. Yeah,
you see the whites of their eyes.
You know, arms crossed.
Yeah.
Wishing they were anywhere else.
I heard that Harry's dressing room is the best one. Everyone else has just got, like, fluorescent lighting and a trestle table, and he's got, like, drapes. He's got the candles going on.
A pole with mirrors.
Yeah, all that.
I think people really vary, it sounds like, with their dressing rooms. They either keep it really simple or go really extravagant What kind of camp do you fall into, Jamie?
I'm in a simple. Yeah, very, very simple. In fact, I'm lucky if I get a sofa.
Is it one of those where it's like you've never met them?
Yeah. Well, actually, that's not true. Harry comes and listens to soundcheck.
So that's
pretty sweet. Yeah, he comes in and there's 12,000 empty seats and then Harry. So that's quite surreal.
Well, that's quite weird.
Just
yeah.
singing to him.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I love your... We were just going through your tweets earlier, Ed Sheeran. And you know the ones where you're like, 5 years from now, I'll be doing this. 3 years from now, I'll be doing this. We found one from 2011 earlier. It says, give me a few years. I've got big plans. And that came true.
Oh, thanks.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
What do you...
It did.
Is he right?
One lone clap.
Just one.
Fan base is diminished.
What are your... Like, do you have any kind of idea or plan in what is going to happen in, like... Where do you want to be in 3 to 5 years from now?
I don't know. I know in 3 to 5 years, I probably, hopefully, have 2 albums out and touring. But I don't really... I've kind of got to a point where I'm happy at where I am, and I just, as long as it continues, you don't really want to slip. That's when it's bad.
So just to maintain at this level would be good.
Yeah, or like a level. I don't mind ending up just doing Hammersmith Apollos for the rest of my life. That was a venue that I got to, and I was like, this is really nice. But now it's got a bit mental. I don't mind. I just don't want to like slip off into obscurity, or maybe I do. I don't know. Like my plans differ from day to day. Like 2 months ago, I thought I wanted to be an actor, and then got an acting job, and was like, "Ooh, I'm not too good at this."
Oh, really?
I'm not very good at
it. What acting job was that?
It's a show called The Bastard Executioner.
Yeah.
And my first scene, I get someone's eye cut out, which is fun. But I'm just like, I forget the words all the time. Like as a guy whose job it is to remember words, like I get on, because it's all like thou doth protest and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, I just can't, and I get on, and I just don't know what to. What to do? I think they were quite frustrated with me,
but because opportunities will now come your way like that. Do you actually like you know you've managed to get this incredible acting job? You get on set and you're like, oh, I feel really out of my depth now.
Yeah, no, but it's not like a big part. I've had like 3 scenes and 7 episodes, so it's not a huge part. It's just whenever I'm given the chance to shine, I don't.
Any other jobs you fancy on the side?
You could be a chef, maybe.
I can cook pasta. I'm like a student. I can cook pasta very well. Cheesy pasta, yeah with reggae sauce as the bolognese.
Cheesy Lovely. Pasta and reggae sauce.
Yeah. Anyone film me with that? No. Anyone do that? Yeah. No. Cool. Everyone is gourmet.
You can put reggae on anything, though.
Not anything. You couldn't do it with a banana.
True.
I once had ketchup with an apple. That was all right.
Okay. Hey, here's a question. Has Taylor Swift ever cooked for you? Because she looks like she's good at
she
it.
She doesn't stop cooking.
But is it like, is it just basics? Or is she like one of them who will have a honeydew with everything?
I don't really notice what people cook when they cook it. I just eat just what eat they it. Make. Yeah. But she made a jam. She made a jam once, and the label.
She looks like a jam maker.
The label for the jam was Kanye's speech for the VMAs, but instead of it being like Beyonce made the best video, it was like Taylor made the best jam of all time. I don't know where that is actually. It's somewhere in the ether.
Would you like to taste Taylor Swift's jam?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. The Scott Mills
Daily. Hey, listen, if you want to see Ed Sheeran and Jamie Lawson chatting to us last week, and also all the best bits of the student tour, we've got like a whole hour-long special on the iPlayer now.
It's so cool.
How?
It's like its own TV show.
It's an hour-long highlights bit. How good is that?
We haven't talked about this, but it annoys me in a way because I've just gone onto the iPlayer here. I'm looking at the front page on the most popular section.
Yeah.
And it annoys me how many other shows are above it. Because I'm really proud of it.
It's a really good show. We even tried to do like TV links in the middle and everything.
We spent ages doing them.
We did
spend frustrates me slightly that we haven't even made the top 20 of this thing yet. So
it's not been up long.
So, I mean, is this wrong? Can we appeal for this directly? Like right now, if you are by a computer, I'd massively appreciate it. If you can get onto BBC iPlayer and type it. Well, I mean, what is the title of this thing? What's the best way to type it in? Scott Mills Student Tour. Okay, and there's a whole hour-long highlight show. It's available for 27 days. But what I'm saying is if we all do this right now, it will go up in the most popular. And wouldn't it be amazing? Because I do genuinely think it's better than The Apprentice.
No, it's not better. It's as good as The Apprentice.
No, come on.
Doctor Who, what are you saying?
Definitely better than Doctor Who. So Doctor Who's in at, I think Doctor Who's in the top 10 at the moment. So it'd be good to get above there. Don't Tell the Bride, okay, fine. You know, I can lose to that. I enjoy Don't Tell the Bride.
What are you talking about?
The Naked Choir with Gareth Malone. How
Doctor
are we not
Who?
Above that?
Doctor Who is not above Don't Tell the Bride in the ranking of things.
How are we not above the Naked Choir with Gareth Malone? So, if it's possible, we can all do this here right now. If we, I mean, we've got six computers.
Okay, I'll do it.
In this studio. If we all go onto iPlayer.
BBC iPlayer.
Go onto
What's
your
it called?
Phones, get on the iPlayer on your phones. And if you just watch, I don't know how this really works, but, you know, give it a good 15 minutes
yeah,
or
come
so
on.
Out the hour.
15 minutes. Just do it for me. Do it for him.
Scott Mills Student Tour. It's an hour-long show. And wouldn't it be great if we can get this thing to number one? Do you know what I mean? And people be their most popular show, it'll be this.
Yeah. Beating EastEnders.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, come
okay,
on.
Right, everybody,
right.
Get on the computer now. BBC iPlayer, Scott Student Tour. Come on, do it for us.
There.
Yeah, everyone
Fine.
On the team as well, please.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
It's Kelly.
Kelly, what's occurring?
I'm just calling because I wanted to let you know about a dream I had last night.
Okay.
I actually hooed somebody in my dream.
Who did you hoo?
I hooed my dad.
You can't hoo your dad.
That's your parents.
No, I did. hooed my dad.
So was this like was this out loud? Was this like when you talk in your sleep?
No, it was in my dream. So I don't believe I did it out loud, but it was just in my dream.
So what actually happened?
So I was having a dream where I was working for my dad, which I actually used to. When I was younger, I worked for my dad. And I was in the office, about to leave, finishing my day. And he turns around to me and says, "Oh, don't forget to defrag the computer before you leave." To which I obviously replied, "Yes!"
I reckon it was one of those things that it happened in your dream and you actually hooed out loud as well.
So do I. I wish you had one of those sleep recorder apps on, then we could have heard it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought when I woke up. But I don't believe I did it out loud. It's but a bit... I did wake up and giggle because I had actually hooed somebody in my dream.
Hang on a second. So you laughed so much in your dream that you woke up?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
It's obviously hilarious to do that.
It's a little bit weird that the show is really infiltrating people's dreams now.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Do you fall asleep listening to the podcast?
No, I don't, but I do listen to you every afternoon, so that's obviously enough to get right into my dream.
See, what I get is tweets from people going, "I fell asleep listening to your podcast last night," and then they start dreaming about what we're talking about.
Yes.
I want to know if this happens to anyone else, actually. Let me know. 81199. Did you tell your dad about it?
No, I haven't done yet. I think I might give him a ring, but I don't think he listens, so he probably won't know what I'm going on about.
Probably best. He probably doesn't like the music.
I wish we'd had that sleep recorder app for you, though, because I genuinely think you probably hooed out loud.
Yeah, I think I might do that in future, just in case I can catch another one.
Yeah, you probably did a little fart as well. That happens in people's sleep. Probably did a little fart and hooed out loud.
Like this one.
Go over the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Fart reply. These are the clips that you can record on your phone. You just leave your phone out at night. It's a special app you can get. It just records you in your sleep.
Just put it next to your bed.
Yeah.
You so did it in your sleep.
Yeah.
I reckon you said it.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
These are all real ones. These genuinely happen in people's sleep.
That's one missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat top. Other than that, none of that could go.
The thing is with dreams, you don't normally remember what happens, do you?
Sometimes, but not often.
Sometimes, only when they're particularly exciting ones, but probably because you woke up because of it, that's why you remembered it. So maybe you actually hoo quite a lot in your sleep.
Hey, why don't you set up one of those sleep app recorders and see if you do, and send it to us if you do?
I will do.
Yes.
Definitely.
Good to hear from you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
There's loads of people that have tried these sleep recorder apps with varying degrees of success, like Meg in Edinburgh, who's making loads of costumes for a pantomime at the moment. Oh, no, you're not. Oof. Rubbish.
Have you been offered to be in a pantomime this year, honest?
Not yet, but surely it can't be long.
I'm just wondering. No, it's not. I'm just saying, I'm just interested to know if because you obviously get lots of offers. I'm just interested to know what character roles have been coming your way.
No
Is
panto.
Is it the genie?
No panto as yet. What would I be, do you think?
I'm saying genie, maybe, because of tan.
Would I be the Wicked Queen?
No, I don't think you would be.
I don't think I would. I'm saying buttons.
Yeah, buttons. Yeah, you're quite buttons.
I'm not Jack, though, am I, off of the beanstalk?
No, you...
Not manly enough?
That's, no.
You've got to be a certain level of, like, rrr to be Jack, haven't
you're
you?
You're well buttons.
I am so buttons. Moonface. Quite jolly. Anyway, she's making loads of costumes of pantomime. She uses one of those sleep recorders, but it's just 8 hours of her snoring. Oh, attractive, Meg. Also, Chris has been on. Last night, his girlfriend was going, number eight. We need to get rid of number eight in her sleep. Next time, record it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Widow Twanky. That's what a lot of people are saying
I'm absolutely
are.
Not Widow Twanky, please.
You are, though.
Wishy-washy?
If
yes. Yeah. I do like doing laundry. That's a fact.
Should we throw your hat in the ring for any pantomimes out there that need a Widow Twanky?
Absolutely not. I bet you... Right, okay, if you were a panto, I bet you think you'd be Prince Charming.
Absolutely, or Aladdin, maybe.
As if you'd be Prince Charming or Aladdin. I'm going to break out my crab outfit and for my now typecast role as Sebastian and Little Mermaid. I'm Peter Pan.
Listen,
that's what I am.
I say Widow Twanky because it's a funny name, fairy. But I'm actually not sure what Widow Twanky is.
Okay, well, look it up and then see if it's me. Lovely putting Widow Twanky at work into your search engine.
Oh,
there.
Yes, you're so Widow Twanky. Mm.
And I'm so Widow Twanky in the way that you're so not Aladdin. Ian and Darby's been on, talking about the sleep apps. His fiancée has a full recording of him talking in his sleep about a business concept called Pizza Train. It lasts for about 20 minutes, and it's about having a fine dining experience on a train where everyone eats pizza. Ian, why would you just tell me that and not send me the audio? Please send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I want to hear your business plan that you made up in your sleep.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. That track by The Weeknd before it, The Hills, I absolutely love. It gets me so pumped.
Mm.
But the trouble is I've got nothing to be pumped for.
Right, okay.
But I am pumped.
Yeah.
But maybe real or no real.
Oh. Yeah, it's a bit different to this text that's just come in saying that The Hills tune is my walkout song for my boxing match on Saturday.
Yes!
From Jay and Kent.
That is a perfect song.
To go boxing to, in your experience.
I mean, no, it's a good song to have. Like the only experience I've had like that was when I played a round of darts once with Bobby George.
Yeah, that happened.
That happened on BBC Sport. And is he still on?
What song did you come out to in for that? Wasn't it Dancing Queen?
I think it was ABBA Dancing Queen. But there was like, you know when the darts happens and there's like massive smoke on your entrance and you just like, and I had a massive fat suit on and a chain around my neck.
Was it a fat suit? I didn't know you did that.
How rude.
No, sorry. I don't mean it like that. I just wasn't aware that you'd done that.
The video is still
the
on
shirt
the internet.
Was baggy.
No, it's a massive, you can see it's a fat suit. How rude.
I've got to watch this again.
Yeah. And that was the only time I've ever kind of walked out to any music really. But that if that song was around then, that would have been the song that I would have walked out to. It's epic.
BBC Radio 1.
I really enjoyed that fascinating conversation that we had while having a drink with your mate Dougsy the other day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Which one?
It was the one about who would we all be if we were a member of the opposite sex.
Yeah, this was such a pub discussion, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What it started with, let's be honest, this started as a discussion about... basically members of staff here, people around the office, and we're basically saying, if you were the opposite sex, who would be your... Like, who would you be?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's not just looks.
It's not just hotness.
No.
It's not like kind of rating yourself on how hot you'd be if you were a member of the opposite sex. It's more than that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, who would be... For instance, who would be my female equivalent?
Exactly.
And who would be your female equivalent? And for girls, you have to think, well, what boy would I be like?
And this escalated into a massive discussion.
Yeah. And your mate Dougsy was quite harsh on you. Because who did you think that you were equivalent to girl-wise?
Well, I was trying to find the balance, and this wasn't exactly right. But I was saying probably if it was slightly different, I probably would be Pixie Lott.
No, absolutely
I would be
not.
Kind
you would,
of,
right, okay,
that
and once
kind
again,
of
we're having this conversation again. You would not be Pixie
Lott. I probably
Lott.
Would.
You wouldn't. Rate yourself.
No, because I'm saying, like, quite fun to go out with, probably.
Not that you're not that hot.
Right, and this is where the argument started.
Mm. Okay, do you want me to say?
Do you remember then, okay, I'll pitch one for you right now.
Yeah?
the posh one from Gogglebox on the sofa step.
No, I. Are you saying that's my female equivalent?
I'm saying, yeah, and it's. I'm talking about a whole, the sort of the whole package. If it was another celebrity female,
so I'm Steph from Gogglebox.
Okay, well, fine. Look, this is all up for negotiation.
Well, I'd like to. I mean, no offense, Steph, but I'd like to pitch it a bit.
So I don't know. And this discussion,
maybe a bit younger.
This discussion went on for about an hour and a half. Before
and who did we decide that you were? Well, you hated this.
I'm kind of against this.
Yep. But do you know who you are?
You both put cases forward to say that my equivalent is
Whitney
from
EastEnders. Yeah, you are. That's you.
Right, and it was obviously if you both reached that decision on a 2-1 majority, then I couldn't really argue with it. But I'm interested to know what you would be. And so you're not saying, Steph, okay, how about
I know
this?
Who you are. I've got it.
Go on.
Stacey Solomon.
Right.
That's okay. Who you are.
I see, I don't think it's quite right. What about for you, Fiona Bruce?
No.
No?
No, once again, no offence to Fiona, but no.
I mean, what are people saying here?
Okay, then you're Sue Perkins.
No, but that's obviously wrong. Do you see what I'm saying? You're just throwing names out there. Really hone in on what, personality-wise, you're the equivalent of.
Okay.
At the moment, I think Steph, the posh one from Gogglebox, is the best show.
Well, I'm not
you.
Agreeing with that. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills here. I'm just with Whitney from EastEnders at the moment.
That's so. The thing is, I do actually kind of agree with that more than some of the other suggestions.
Hang on a minute. I've got another one. You're a bit like Rebel Wilson.
Okay, here's one for you.
Do you want to know why?
Go on.
A little bit out there, a little bit off the wall. Still one of the lads. That's you.
I actually don't know who Rebel Wilson is,
though. Oh, my God, Chris.
I don't see why
Seriously.
That's such a problem. Do I have to Google? I mean...
We're on a radio station about popular culture.
Fine. Okay,
I do recognise her. Gemma's been on saying, me and my boyfriend had this conversation just last night. He said if I was a boy, I'd be Ollie Locke. You see, there's a lot of mainly Chelsea people.
Yeah, it's a classic couple conversation, this one.
Am I Kim Marsh in Coronation Street?
Yeah, but that's not a bad shout for you, actually. Someone here suggested, unfortunately I can't find the name, but Caroline Flack for you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
Which I can kind of see, actually. You know, just in her everyday lifestyle.
Yeah.
And
I'm not sure about... I'm not sure about that one.
It's an interesting one to settle on. You know what? I do understand why people would say I'm like Whitney from EastEnders.
Yeah.
I actually kind of do see that sort of equivalent level.
Mm. I'm not taking Miranda.
But it's amazing because so many couples are on saying who they would be, and it really does vary. And it's very interesting when you find like Jenny from Wolverhampton here, who genuinely can't work out what level she is.
Yeah, it's really hard to kind of pitch yourself the right way, isn't it? I know who I am. I'm Lady Mary off of Downton. And you're my sister, Edith.
No, that's...
I'm running the show.
That's silly. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Live basketing from the supermarket at Southampton University. Radio 1 Facebook.
Shopping.
That's what basically. You want, actually. Also called shopping.
Hi, Greg. Live basketing.
Hello.
Nice to see you both sober.
Nice to see you sober.
Christopher, talk me through today's innuendo bingo.
It was a good one today. Tori Kelly, who is a BNOC. You know, she's big around the UK right
Enoch.
Now. Big name on campus. She's big around the UK at the moment.
Campus?
But she's massive in America.
We're not on the student tour now, mate.
And she's going to be mega, mega huge here. And it was a good innuendo bingo. I don't know why you feel slightly... it's like you're playing it down slightly. I thought it was...
Wow.
I thought it was
look at Greg's face.
She didn't really go for it as much as I hoped.
I know bingo.
Yeah,
I've watched many a bingo.
You've taken part in many.
But as a fan of bingo, I've watched many, and I feel like you held back.
I held back.
Yeah, man to man, I felt like you didn't want to give her a good old spray in.
It's a really awkward situation because when you're sat there,
was it because you're intimidated because she's very, very beautiful?
No, I'm not. I'm not intimidated by beauty, but.
Quote of the year.
Oh, that's my favourite.
But when you're sat in front and they're not spraying back the same way, it's very hard for you to spit in their face.
Mm. I get that.
A little bit intimidated, I think. But I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
I really enjoyed it, by the way. Not to say I didn't enjoy it.
Who would Greg be if he was a girl? Who would his girl equivalent be?
Yeah, it all stems from a pub discussion that we had. And it's
he's Whitney off EastEnders.
Yeah, apparently that's my...
Think about it. Think about it.
But you know what? I get where that's coming from. I kind of get it.
I'm saying that Greg is Binky
Yes.
For Made in Chelsea.
Yes, you are. You are. I think that you're Binks.
That's.
You happy with that?
No.
Oh.
Think about it and see, and text us later on when you thought of someone slightly more appropriate.
Miranda.
I thought the posh one from Gogglebox on the sofa. Steph.
No, not the
what
same.
What, you?
Yes. No.
No.
Thank you.
No?
No.
I tell you what, I'd be happy with Binky after that.
I like Anthea Turner.
No!
That's not
my female equivalent. No offence, Anthea.
That was rude, Craig.
That was not rude,
but you know what I mean.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
Oscar-winning director Quentin Tarantino still records films on TV onto VHS.
Oh. They are setting... Were you hooing Quentin Tarantino?
No. Well, VHS. That's videotapes there, kids.
Someone's just texting saying, Greg is Ellen Goulding. cheers. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Must be a tribute act.
I like what you've done with the name.
Yeah, well, how did that come about? Yeah. Well, you know, I just thought...
Eileen Goulding.
Can you get tribute acts in the opposite sex? So, for example, like Eddie Goulding. Do you know what I mean?
Eddie Goulding.
Yeah. Okay, I'm thinking this now.
All right. So, Quentin Tarantino, does he still record films on TV onto VHS? He's not a fan of the streamings and the downloads.
Okay, so it's on TV. He wants to keep it forever, so he's decided to go onto VHS for that.
What do you series link? I'm interested in what you series link.
Me? Well, on iPlayer, on my, you know, you can favourite stuff on iPlayer and then download it. So for me, it's Don't Tell the Bride. I love that show.
Sure. Not like Only Connect or anything, or
I watch Only Connect every now and then, but generally it's Don't Tell the Bride.
What's your favourite?
I always have a Simpsons ready to go.
Yeah, just in case.
It's always one of them.
Yeah.
Apprentice.
Yes. But does Quentin Tarantino record films onto VHS videotapes?
Like my nan still does.
Yeah.
She uses the Video Plus still.
Oh! Is that where you got like a code?
Yeah. What she uses the code in the Radio Times.
And they still have the code?
Yeah.
And then it records?
Yeah.
That's so good. Real or no real?
I'm going to go... he's quite... quirky and old school. I'm going to go real.
Definitely real.
That one is real.
Yes, an excerpt from his book describes how Tarantino is not a fan of streaming and owns over 8,000 VHS tapes and DVDs.
Wow, was his book handwritten as well?
Probably. And next.
A study has found that putting the word love in your dating profile increases your chances of getting a match.
Wow, it makes sense. So if you do an advanced search on these things... you're going to type in keywords, aren't you, to narrow down the people? So I'm thinking you're probably going to type in love.
Are you?
Yeah, on advanced search, when you go into real detail, you're probably going to type in fit.
Right.
Are you?
Okay. Funny.
Well, this is all news to us, Chris. Do you even think about this, Greg? Have you thought about this before?
Well, but not putting in the word love just in a sentence. So
advanced
it would be like, for example,
search.
I really love, I don't know, chess. But that sort of thing.
So, hang on a second.
I'm looking for love.
No.
Is that what it says? Is that what it means?
But what are the advanced search words that you put in? Fit?
Entrepreneurial.
Right. Love.
It's a great word for it.
I want to find someone who is entrepreneurial.
Fit, funny, and entrepreneurial.
Great.
I've never heard of the advanced search option.
No, I'm just wondering how it can increase your chance of getting a match. So if you use all these words in your profile, people are going to see these keywords or search for them, and you're going to keep propping. You're going to keep coming up, aren't you, in search?
I get you.
Number one. I don't know. You know, I've not done one of these dating profiles.
Increase your chance of getting a match. Yeah, if it's like I'm looking for love, it just sounds a little bit desperate, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Though. But, you know, that might be fine. If you're desperate as well, find someone else who's desperate. Match. That's well, that is a match, isn't
but
it?
But you wouldn't put desperate as a word to describe yourself,
would you? I think a lot of people would put looking for love. It doesn't make them desperate.
Can you imagine you put that on your profile?
Looking for love?
Desperate. No. Desperate.
No. Well, that's basically what looking for love... If you write looking for love down, that's one of those things you don't say out loud.
Yeah.
In your head, you're going, well, I am looking for love. Yeah. But
looking
you don't write down, I'm looking for love.
Looking for anyone.
Anyone.
Like literally, if you've got like a pulse, it's all fine.
Yeah.
Real or no real? Putting the word love in your dating profile increases your chance of getting a match.
I'm going to go real.
I don't fully understand this one. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes. It is. The words heart, romantic and relationship are also likely to increase your chances of finding love for everyone on the apps there and the dating sites. And finally,
once every year, the Prince of Liechtenstein invites all of his subjects for a drink in his garden.
What?
Is that a euphemism?
Is that one?
No. It's an actual drink.
This is what you do. You're like the Prince of Liechtenstein.
In what way, please?
Once a year, Halloween, you throw one big party a year.
Throw my curtains wide and everyone in.
And everyone is allowed in for a drink, doesn't he? Once a year, party at Mills.
Just one drink.
But it's great, and I'm not putting a downer on it because obviously I want an invite to it this year.
Mm.
But
what, have you not had one before?
No, I have. Oh, right. I have. I just don't want to rule myself out by taking the mick out of it. Mm. But you are like the Prince of Liechtenstein on that front. It's once a year, a party.
Yeah, one beer year, each, no spirits.
No one else is welcome.
Once a year.
Once a year, the doors are opened.
Yes.
See, it says
to invites, Echo Falls.
They say invites all his subjects round. So that's everyone.
Yeah,
right?
All of his subjects. I mean, I don't even know how big Liechtenstein is.
It could be like that.
Don't think it's that big.
I hope it's not like that time that Pete Tong put the party on Facebook.
Oh, that was and it all went wrong. Wasn't it?
Did
it?
Remember that? There was that massive story years ago where there's a party and it all went wrong and it went round someone's house and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what I worry about the Prince of Liechtenstein. If he's saying you're all welcome, he's gonna have the whole place turning up.
Also, Scott does refer to listeners when he's at home at Echo Falls, his mansion, as subjects as well.
Why would you say that?
Please say that first link of your show tomorrow.
Hello,
good
subjects.
Afternoon, subjects.
No, he doesn't really.
Really. Okay, so does he get them all round, all of his subjects, for a drink in his garden? Real or no real?
Yeah.
No, I think Prince of Liechtenstein does more parties than that. I think it's a party animal. No real.
That one is real.
Yes, on Liechtenstein's national holiday, the prince invites everyone round for a drink at his castle. It's the same as Echo Falls. But they do have a population of around 40,000. That's a massive round.
Yeah, it is a big round.
At the end of that round, a real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 20. Greg got 20.
But what's on today, Greg?
Today, we have the fired person from The Apprentice last night. We have film reviews with Rihanna and we have Russell Howard at 10 past five.
Now, every year, every single year, when you have the fired people in...
Here we go again.
Right, Chris can't cope with it because he knows that they're going to come in. And then he sees them through the glass and goes... Oh, wow, that's ruined it, hasn't it? It's like, you know this is going to happen. Like,
it's so frustrating because we haven't, every still Thursday. Haven't got a system in place that, you know, curtains are drawn and stuff like that.
Oh, it's ruined it now. You know it's going to happen every Thursday.
Can you send an email in advance?
Right, it's going to be every Thursday at 2:30. That's when they're going to come in.
Well, I'm never going to remember that. So can you just...
What do you want us to do then?
You're going to have to. You've just asked me for a reminder, so I'm not going to remind you about the reminder. Anyway. Overwhelming response on text is that I would be Claire Balding.
Those are your Thursday best bits. Come and join us live tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 or get the best bits on this free podcast.